Let's check in now on another key state in this election, Florida. President Trump is holding a rally in Tampa today, and Democratic candidate Joe Biden heads there later. But first, he's in Broward County in South Florida. Both candidates are trying to energize voters in this crucial state in the final days of the campaign. Let's check in now with Katie Swatalski-Munoz, who is following the race. She's a reporter at WLRN, and she's in Fort Lauderdale. And Katie, first, Florida is home to the president, his resort, Mar-a-Lago, and he says it's his adopted home state, and he won it by just 1.2 percentage points in 2016. He likely needs to carry Florida to win again. What do the campaigns have planned today?
The president has a Make America Great Again rally at the Tampa Bay Bucks Raymond James Stadium. And it looks like he and Joe Biden will have dueling rallies today in the same spot, because after Joe Biden is here near Fort Lauderdale, he is going to Tampa to also have a rally over there. They'll be in the same spot for a few hours.
Polls show a tight race, but Biden is benefiting from this ad blitz by former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. He's spending $100 million on ads in Florida through his super PAC Independence USA. And former President Barack Obama campaigned for Biden in Florida twice earlier this week. He held events in Orlando and North Miami. What is the overall state of the race in Florida right now?
As I think a lot of people watching Florida expect, it's tight. It's tense. You have a lot of people here mobilizing and moving for Biden and the Democrats. You have a lot of people who are mobilizing for the Republicans and Trump 2020 billboards, even in a place that is such a Democratic stronghold for the state of Florida, like South Florida and Broward County. Florida is absolutely famous for its razor-thin margins on election night. And I think that the candidates are recognizing a lot of people have already voted. We have more than 7 million people that have voted by mail and have voted early combined now. So that's more than half of the state's registered voters. Yeah. And we're still days away from election day.
What is the state actually doing to prepare for this surge in absentee ballots? That's quite significant.
I think Florida is actually better positioned than a lot of states, because we had quite the recount and issues with counting ballots back in 2018. That was our gubernatorial election, and there were several statewide recounts. This time around, Florida has actually changed the laws. So we've been counting vote-by-mail ballots already ahead of time. In comparison to states that can't do that until election day, like Wisconsin or Pennsylvania. So we've already been counting. We're allowed to start counting vote-by-mail ballots 22 days before election day. That could put Florida in a good position to finish a count earlier than other states. One thing that has caused some concern as we have early voting here is it's been quite rainy here, but it hasn't seemed to dampen the turnout.
Florida voters are deciding on more than just the presidential race. There are also several competitive House seats and six potential amendments to the state constitution up for vote. Just briefly, what else are you watching for with just a few days left in this election season?
Yeah, we do. I would say we're certainly watching the six state constitutional amendments you mentioned. There's one that would open up. Right now, Florida has a closed primary system. So if you are not registered with a political party, you cannot participate in the primaries. One of our amendments now here in this general election would be to open up that primary system. And there's also an amendment, a proposed amendment to raise the minimum wage in the state up to $15 an hour. There's a lot that Floridians are voting on that's not just the president in this election day.
That's Katie Swatalski-Munoz, reporter at WLRN. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you.